Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we're discussing Tehillim chapter 130. We continue in the Shir Malos chapters. This is considered among the more famous chapters in Tehillim. This chapter is eight psuk minute. The Shir Malos chapters were written to give us hope, to understand God hasn't abandoned us despite what we may have done in our lives. He listens to each and every single one of our prayers. Ultimately, God will redeem and has begun to redeem our nation from exile. It's certainly appropriate here to mention the last of the Ani Mamins. Ani Mamin be'emuna shlema be'vias ha-mashiach ve'afal pi she'yismameh im kol ze'achak elo b'chol yom she'yavo. I believe with perfect faith Mashiach will come. Even though it may take so long, every day I long and wait for his arrival. We must never give up on the final redemptions. Like waters that run deep, we must have deep faith in the coming of Mashiach and the redemption process. Now for the Perek summary. The author speaks of calling out to God from the depths of his heart, for God to hear his voice and pain. Thankfully, God forgives us for our sins, and we can wipe the slate clean by doing tshuva. Therefore, I have deep hope in God and wait patiently. The author ends with encouragement for Am Yisrael to have firm belief in the final redemption for God's Savior. Certainly, Hashem will forgive us, overlook our misdeeds, and ultimately redeem Am Yisrael. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 5, it says, Ki imcha slicha l'ma'an tivare, ki visi Hashem, ki visa nafshi, v'livaro v'chalti. For with you is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I put my confidence in Hashem, my soul puts confidence, and I hope for His word. In Lakute Halachas, Hilchas Pesach, Halacha 5, Rav Nosson explains, let us not forget who forgives us. It's God. It's precisely because God is the one doing the forgiving that should give us strength. God's not like man. When you don't listen to a person, they might want to get back at you. But God isn't out to get us or harm us. God is good. Knowing God is good is what allows us to trust in Him. This brings us to Kivisi Hashem, Kivisi Nafshi. We have hope in God, our souls hope in God. This is a double hope. Rashi explains, Kivu Achar Kivu, hope after hope. There's an infinite amount of emuna we can have, longing and hoping for God's salvation, placing all our trust in Him. Let us merit to truly believe God is good, and the events that surround us and our nation are good, to not give up on the final redemption, and to have increased emuna in God. Stay tuned for our next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Perek 131. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.